Welcome to the countdown.
Lights, camera, action.
That's it. Welcome to the month of movies for June of 2016. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And this is the month of movies.
Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about the movies that I compiled a list of some of the scariest movies of all time.
And I am just watching a bunch of box sets I bought that I never watched.
And then any other movies that we watched within the month. Now, I didn't...
This cat is trying to kill me.
I didn't do a lot of sitting around and watching movies, I guess, this month, so mine's going to be very short.
And I had a vacation, so I watched a couple.
But the first movie was actually requested to me. I lent a movie to someone, and they said, here, you need to watch this. It's called The Witch.
Oh, yeah, Witch. But, I watched that one.
Yeah.
Watch it with you.
It's not you watch with me.
Watch it. Shortly after you watched it.
Yeah, I watched it, then I said, you watch the Blu-ray. But it's VV, it's like, instead of a W, it's two Vs.
But it's still pronounced it's Witch,
like,
I think.
Yeah, but I think it's more of a, like a old term slang. It's like, you well, are the Witch.
No,
are,
I think it's just because... Because
they don't know how to...
No, when they carved Vs, or Ws, I think they just did double V.
You think so?
Yeah, because you look at, I don't know. No, they used V's instead of U's. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, they used V's instead of U's because they're two different letters. What happens... The problem that I had with this movie was their accents were very thick.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place, I want to say, turn of the century-ish, around 1800s.
I was going to say in the 1800s somewhere.
Yeah, like their settlements are like early 1800s, I believe. I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, it's during the whole like Salem witch stuff, I think.
Yeah, because like they I guess at the very beginning, the family, they weren't liking what the town they're living in. They were having disagreements with their religion and stuff, so they ended up leaving the town. Kind of like got cast out of the town. So the majority of the movie is this family of six that is trying to just basically survive in the woods, and like just like kind of build their own life for them.
There's four kids.
Yeah, there's four kids. There's the father, the mother, the twins, the main girl,
and the baby,
and then the baby. But what happens immediately within the movie, as soon as they're the girl's watching the baby, and the baby gets stolen.
Yeah, the baby disappears. The
baby just disappears, like right in front of the girl's eyes. And the problem that I have with the movie is, you go into it, it's called The Witch.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they have like little segments here and there of like, you assume is a witch, like being naked and having weird little things happen to logs and animals and stuff like that. And you're like, okay, whatever. But there isn't a whole lot of, I don't know, it's an all right movie, but the baby gets taken and like the parents like blame her and stuff like that, and everyone's like starts blaming her, and then like the kids start,
yeah,
like,
she jokingly mentioned that she's a witch,
and she's like, oh, I gave the baby away, ha ha ha, just to scare the little kids.
Yeah,
but
then they start believing it, and the family starts believing it.
But it's, I don't know, it was all right.
It was done very well.
Yeah.
Like, the movie itself was done very well. There wasn't a whole lot to the plot.
And as soon as it started getting interesting to me is when it ended.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, because I know that the whole thing of saying make them want more, mm-hmm. but it was like, I don't know, it was like we're staring at a pizza for an hour and a half. And then finally, like, I get to take a bite of the pizza. It's gone now. You don't get any more. Like, you just got one bite, and you just waited for... I don't know. Like, it's... Like, the last, like, 10 minutes were pretty cool, but leading up to that, it was just, like, an uncomfortable... You just didn't feel comfortable watching it. Because, like, I guess the setting is important in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, it made you feel uncomfortable, but it just was... I don't know. I wish the characters had a little more depth to them. Yeah. I gave it a 4.5.
Ooh, I gave it a 7. I mean, it wasn't an amazing movie, but it was I thought interesting enough that it kept my attention.
Well, the thing is, I went into the movie not knowing anything about it.
Oh, I didn't know anything about it either.
And all I knew is, except for some people said they loved it, mm-hmm. some people said they hated it.
I heard a lot of people saying it was one of the creepiest movies they've seen in a long time. There was some creepy spots in it.
Yeah, I went into it actually with my hopes not very high.
Oh.
And I'm glad I didn't go into it with higher hopes, because I would have been like, fuck. I don't know, but horror has to have, you know, a few different things here and there to try. So, like, I mean, I'm not bashing them for trying different things, but it was, I wished it was a little more. That's, yeah.
So that wasn't on your list?
No.
That was one you just added.
That was one that was requested me by a coworker and friend. Our friend Eric.
Okay. I watched this one, but it wasn't the first movie I watched this month. First movie I watched this month was Wish I Was Here, which is Zach Braff's movie that he kickstarted.
Oh, yeah. Like, a year or two ago.
Yeah, I finally got around to seeing it, even though I helped kickstart this movie. So I finally got around to watching it. It was, like, his second movie after Garden State, so he's trying to go for the same feel as Garden State, except, like, as an older person. So, like, Garden State was where he was as a person then, and now this is where he is now.
You mean his second movie after, like, his like this third
is,
movie?
This is his second... Well, sorry, this is his first movie after Garden State. This is the second one.
What was that one that he was in with the abortion?
That wasn't... He just directed it. He didn't write that one.
Oh, he didn't write... Okay, gotcha.
So this one he wrote, produced, and, like, starred in, just like Garden State.
Okay.
And he kickstarted it because Hollywood kept wanting to change a whole bunch of stuff in his movie, and he wanted it this way because that's how he did Garden State.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name from Big Bang Theory?
Parsons Project?
Jimmy Parsons. He wanted him in the movie, and they're like, oh, you gotta put him in a bigger role because he's a huge actor now and stuff. He's like, no. He's gonna be, like, in the same kind of role, like, size role as he was in Garden State.
Yeah.
Donald...
Glover.
No.
So...
The guy from Scrubs.
Faison
was in it as well and stuff, but I loved Garden State. Like, I still like it. I watched it recently and I still like it a lot. This one definitely had the same feel as Garden State, but I didn't care for it as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically the premise of this movie is that Zach Braff's character, he's older, he's married, has two kids, and his dad is helping him with, like, finances and has the kids going to a private school and stuff like that, and he's paying for it because he thinks that private education is important and stuff like that. And then he finds out he has cancer. His dad has cancer, so he's like, I can't afford to put your kids in school anymore. They're going to have to go to public school or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's like, well, they decide that they're just going to homeschool the two kids instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because Zach Braff's, like, an out-of-work actor, so he's trying to get jobs. She has an actual job. I forget what she does. But anyway, so it's, like, him trying to raise his kids that he hasn't paid as much attention to. So he's trying to teach the kids, as well as going through the loss of his father. Well, not loss of the father, but knowing he's going to lose his father because he's battling cancer. And then his brother had a falling out with the father, so he has nothing to do with them, so they're trying to reunite before he goes. And it was a really good movie. It was kind of depressing. And I'm not a father, so I don't know exactly. I feel like if you're a father, you might get more out of this movie as opposed to, like, Garden State. I don't know. I thought it was really good. Like I said, I don't think it was as good as Garden State, but I gave it an 8.
Okay.
It's still a pretty strong movie. The cast was really good. That's all I got about that one.
Go ahead.
Okay. Another movie I found on Netflix, and it was a movie called Someone Marry Barry. It was a comedy.
I think I've heard of it.
I should, like, look this stuff up because I can't remember actors.
IMDb.
Like, one of the main guys is the guy from Silicon Valley. Oh. The main guy in that.
Yeah, that guy, the curly-haired dude.
Yeah.
Curly-haired dude,
and
you
then,
know.
The guy who plays Barry is, like, this bigger guy with a beard. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, like Tucker and Dale? And
yeah, that guy.
Yeah, guys. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Tucker and Dale versus Evil, that guy.
Mary Barry.
But anyway. Oh, and then, the guy who played Coach on New Girl.
Okay. Tyler Labine is the guy that the murder Tucker and Dale. Damon Wayans Jr. What the fuck? Oh, Thomas Middleditch, that's it.
Yeah, that's the guy from Silicon Valley. But anyway, the movie is about a group of four friends, and as they're growing up, you know, like, there's always one person in your group of friends who's always, like, radically inappropriate and makes jokes at the most inappropriate time, is very perverted and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So as they're growing up, that was Barry. And they're saying, like, every group has a Barry. But now they're all adults and married and have careers and stuff, yet he still acts exactly the same way.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, we have to do something to help get him out of our life.
Is he married?
Barry?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, so the title comes in.
Yeah, so they try to find somebody to date Barry so he can spend time, so they could spend time with Barry and he won't ruin their lives.
Uh-huh.
But being Barry, he has no luck with women and is very inappropriate on dates and stuff like that. So they keep trying to setting him up on dates. They even order a mail order bride to come over and do a date, and then she ditches him at the restaurant. But then he ends up meeting this girl who got ditched at the restaurant too, who's also very inappropriate. So then they kind of hit it off, and that's like halfway through the movie. So then, like, now they have basically two Barrys hanging out in their group and stuff.
Is it this girl? The girl from Hot Fuzz?
Yeah, that's the crazy girl.
Yeah, she was the crazy girl in Hot Fuzz too.
I found it very entertaining. You know, a stupid comedy movie that, yeah. If you're easily offended, yeah, I'm sure Barry will offend you. but it was an entertaining movie. It was an interesting take on a romantic comedy, I think.
But it's not even rated. How could it be offensive?
I don't know if it was a Netflix exclusive or something. I don't know. But I gave it a 7.5.
All right.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I just wear you up, cat.
I'll go. The next movie I watched, like I said, I didn't watch a lot of movies this month. But I, back when we, the whole, the used movie place is going out of business, I picked this up for like $1. But it is a movie, it's a horror movie called Apollo 18, which I remember it coming out.
Oh, I watched
out,
that.
Yeah, years ago. I didn't.
I did watch it years ago.
It's like a found footage type movie, horror movie, where a bunch of astronauts, like three astronauts go back up to the moon to like, hey, go up there. We want you guys to take some more samples of this stuff and this stuff of that. And as they're doing that, you know, they come across a body on the moon, which obviously you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't find just a random body on the moon. And they realize that the Russians, and of course this takes place like around the Apollo mission, so it's like the '70s and stuff.
This is like the reason why they didn't do mission to the moon.
Yeah, they. That's, I think that was in the teaser in the box. It's like, there's a reason we never went back to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But they find like a Russian astronaut who like he got his suit was all tore open and is like. So he obviously died out there somehow. Like, oh, there's something the government's not telling us because they should have told us that they're up here. Like, hey, we had ideas that, you know, they might have gone back up there and stuff. But then, one of the guys, he ends up, like, getting infected. Like, he thinks he sees something in his suit. And the guy's like, whoa, just calm down. You didn't get enough oxygen in your brain or mouth or whatever. So, he like starts freaking out and like, but then he finds this like, this friend like digs this rock out of his chest and he's like just like the infection's like just spreading all over him and, like, and then as like you sort of find out what's going on, it's I mean, it's a found footage movie, which usually means it's low budget, so it's a lot of actors that aren't really well known or known at all.
Yeah, so, very low budget.
Yeah, so some of the acting was not great. But I enjoyed it. I liked the little spin on it because found footage movies are like, hey, let's go in this house or let's go do this. And this is just like a government thing where it's like, oh, a whole different planet. And like, it was kind of cool in that aspect. And to have it like the way they did it. God, I can't even talk. Think brain. It was fun. But it wasn't the best thing I saw. This is, like I said, this wasn't on my list, but I gave it a 6.
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago, and from what I remember, what you're saying is pretty accurate. I think I would have gave it a 6.5, just because I like some of those lower budget horror movies that are very different than what's out there. But yeah, like I saw the trailer for it and stuff, and I thought it didn't live up to the trailer.
Okay,
but it was a very good movie. I
did like how they used old footage from like the space missions,
mm-hmm.
and the way they messed up the footage to make it look old. Like there's some parts where I couldn't tell if it was new stuff that they made look old or actual old stuff. So that was pretty cool in itself. But yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, this is the first movie I watched on my box sets. It was House of Wax.
Oh, yeah.
I started the box set last month with Freaks. And then this one was in that same box set with Freaks. House of Wax with Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
I never saw this movie. I never saw the remake. And after watching this, I'm kind of curious to see what the remake was like, even though it's... what's her
Paris
face?
Hilton?
Paris Hilton's
and Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious because I don't know. I'm curious to see how they could have effed it up.
Well,
but
just to,
anyway, basically the premise of
I was gonna say just to like replace a Vincent Price movie.
Yeah,
just to replace Vincent Price in itself is kind of like okay. Yeah.
But the basic plot of House of Wax, if you haven't seen it, is Vincent Price is an artist and he makes wax sculptures of people throughout history that he finds are important. So he does like Joan of Arc and Marie Antoinette and stuff like that. And he has a wax museum and no one's really coming to it, but he spends all his time making these sculptures and stuff. And this guy comes and says, hey, I will invest in your museum. And we can, you know... Oh, wait, sorry. He partnered with somebody, and he's like, I want to get out of this. You should get rid of your museum. He's like, oh, I'll find a buyer, because there's a guy who's really interested. And he's like, okay. And the guy comes, and he goes, yeah, I'm really interested in this museum. And he's like, awesome. But I got this thing I have to go to. I'm going to be out of the country for like a month. I'll come back, and we could finalize something then. He's like, okay, that sounds good. And Vincent Price's partner comes. He goes, no, I want the money now. If you want the museum to yourself, you got to buy me out. And then he's like, no, I don't want to do that. So then he's like, I have an idea. I'm just going to burn the whole place down. Then I can collect the insurance money. And Vincent Price is like, no, you can't. And, you know, like, there's a big fight. The whole place burns down. And Vincent Price is, like, nowhere to be found. They think he's dead. So the guy gets all the money from the place. And a new museum starts building up, and it's Vincent Price again.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, where did he go? But he realizes that the reason his museum didn't do well is because you have to scare people. People love being scared. So then he basically reenacts, like, a bunch of murders and crimes that have happened in the town.
Oh, Jesus.
Because people know it because it's headlines and everywhere. So, like, this person, you know, killed himself, blah, blah, blah. So he, like, has a max person of them. And
Jesus.
Yeah. So it gets really crazy. And then I don't know if I should say the spoiler or not.
I don't know. I don't know much about... I don't know much about the story except for
the one spoiler, probably.
One portion of it. But I don't know if that's the old one or the new one.
So, yeah, so he has a new museum and stuff. I don't know. I don't know how to... Oh, side note, this movie, when it was released in 3D. So they were taking advantage of all the 3D-ness. So they had this guy outside the museum trying to draw crowds and people and stuff in, and he's doing all these tricks with the paddle and ball. Mm-hmm. So he's like aiming it at the camera, so the ball's flying at the camera, and he's like doing all these tricks, and there's like a bunch of scenes where it like comes at the camera because they're trying to, you know, use the 3D-ness, yeah. Which is very noticeable, but I'm kind of curious because I kind of want to pick it up on 3D now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't remember if it was you or Tony that mentioned it. Like, it just got re-released on like Blu-ray or something, mm-hmm. in 3D,
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, they enhanced it, and like, so it's the original 3D the way it was meant to see and stuff. So I might have to pick that up and rewatch.
Was this movie in color?
No.
How did they do 3D when it was black and white?
I don't know.
Was it like just the black and white color thing?
I have no idea. I didn't look that far into it.
All right, well.
I gave it an 8. I liked it a lot.
I only have 2 more movies, man.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you watched one of them.
The second movie I watched in that same box set with House of Wax and Freaks was Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And, where is it?
Was that the... Yeah, I remember you talking about that. It's not the...
Which version of it? 1941 version.
1941. Well before I was born.
Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Spencer Tracy.
Spencer Tracy? 1941. Oh, so yeah, there's a 1931 as well. And so, in 1920.
So
Jesus.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I've seen so many versions of this movie. And this might be like one of the first ones.
Well, at least the third.
So basically, Dr. Jekyll is a scientist, and he has a theory that every person is both good and evil, but some people the evil side's more prominent, and some people the good side's more prominent. So he's doing his research to try to prove this, and he ends up coming up with this formula, which turns him into Mr. Hyde.
Chosen the good side and the bad side.
Yeah, so then he like changes between the two. And it kind of gets into a horror film because people go missing, and I guess it is horror. It turns into a horror. It is a horror film because it's on a horror classic collection.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, most people know.
Yeah.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
And then let me guess. He tries to find a way to get rid of Dr. Jekyll. All right, Mr. Hyde. You mean?
Yeah, he tries to become two separate people.
I read the book like in fourth grade. I can't remember who wrote it. Oh, actually, it was written by... Good job, audience member. Someone knew it. Do you hear him?
No. This is a one-way microphone.
don't wreck the illusion.
So, anyway, I gave it a 6.
Okay.
Wasn't amazing.
Yeah.
And then I watched another movie randomly on Netflix because I had some downtime. I'm like, I got these movies on my queue. I should finally get around to watching it. And this one was called Before I Go to Sleep.
That sounds scary.
Sounds kind of stupid, but it's a Nicole Kidman movie.
Still sounds scary.
Yeah.
Is it scary?
Kind of. It's a psychological thriller.
Oh, okay. Like the bunny hole one. The bunny hole. The rabbit hole. I think Bunny Hole's vagina.
Basically, Nicole Kidman's character wakes up and she doesn't remember anything. She wakes up, she's next to this guy in bed, and she freaks out because she lost her memory. And then he's like talking to her, wakes up, says, yeah, every night when you go to sleep, you forget.
Jesus,
you
cat.
Forget everything. So there's like post-it notes with a bunch of information. He's like, yeah, I'm your husband, I'm trying to help you. You know, like, basically fills her in on a bunch of the stuff. And then when he leaves to go to work, a phone rings. And it's her doctor saying, mm-hmm. yeah, you forget everything, you know, when you go to sleep and you wake up and you try to remember stuff. There's a video camera hidden in your closet in the bottom drawer. Your husband doesn't know about it. But you go and record everything you remember before you go to bed on that tape recorder. Or the video camera before you go to bed. So watch that, and it should answer any questions. We can meet up for lunch and talk more.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes and like listens to the tape recorder. She's like, okay. And she's got like this big like collage of pictures and like all this stuff, like saying, this is your husband, this is your best friend, like, you know, basically notes of her life that she keeps forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
But she feels like someone's not telling her the whole truth, because she brings up some, she's like, hey, do you remember my friend, the one with the red hair? I don't know what you're talking about. The one I always hung out with, the one, he's like, you've said this multiple times before, this is nothing new, and like she's like, but why are we just dismissing this? And like, she's trying to figure out, like, if the doctor, if there's something behind the doctor, or there's something behind her husband, like, what's not 100% true? And she starts getting like pieces of stuff that she's trying to put together, and he's like, they're both like, you've been trying to do this multiple times, you're not going to get anywhere. But then she slowly starts remembering stuff, and then like goes to sleep and blah blah blah. So like, she keeps recording messages, so, and saying, don't trust this person, don't trust this person, and like, so she wakes up, she doesn't remember anything, and all of a sudden, don't trust this person, like, the her freaked outness just escalates.
So it's like a funny version of 50 First Dates.
No.
Yeah, because that one wasn't funny. It's like that plus Memento, almost, mm-hmm. It sounds like.
It's kind of like Memento, but not played backwards. I thought it was pretty interesting. It wasn't like... like, the entire time I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and obviously there's a twist or something at the end.
Yeah.
Because they're building up to that. And the twist wasn't that shocking. Like, stuff in my head, I felt like it was more creative.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting movie to watch. I mean, would I watch it again? Probably not. Would I tell people to watch it? Probably not.
Damn it, because I'm like, this sounds interesting now.
Yeah, you. I mean, if you got nothing else to watch, it's worth checking out.
I always have things to watch.
I know. I gave it a 6.5.
Okay.
So it's not, like, horrible. It was, I enjoyed watching it. I don't regret watching it. Because I remember when this came out, and I was interested, and I'm like, oh, I bet that person is it. You know. But I'm not going to spoil anything, because in case you do want to watch it, it is on Netflix. A lot of people have Netflix nowadays.
Yeah, it's like the new library.
Yeah.
Of movies.
And then, I'm jumping around on my list just because it's easier.
Go ahead.
So the Box of Dead Freaks, Dr. Jekyll, and House of Wax also had The Haunting, which you watched.
I watched it!
So that was the last one in this box set. So let's talk about that one.
Well, I read this book like in middle school, and I barely remember much about it. And I know it was remade, and I'm like, I tended to watch that movie again because I watched that in high school.
And that remake was bad.
It was all right,
from what I remember.
But I maybe after watching this movie, maybe pick up the book again. So I picked it up when we were out of state. I picked it up at the bookstore. But The Haunting, which is based on the Shirley Jackson story, novel, The House... no, The Haunting of Hill House. That's what it is. It is... there's a house in town that, like, it's quote-unquote evil.
Everyone, that is the backstory of the family.
Yeah, it has backstory of the family where, like, when they're building the house and stuff like that, like, people are dying, and, like, then the people that owned the house went crazy, and they were hearing things here and there, like, and all this, like, stuff, like, so, like, basically the house just, like, it was just not good. And there's, like, a lot of hauntings and stuff going on in that area. So there's this doctor, the scientist guy, who's like, I want to figure out what's going on here. I want to figure out with, like, science. So he compiles this list of all these people that he's like, these people will be perfect to help me figure out what's going on.
Paranormal activity type thing. Yeah. He's like, he wants proof that there is something paranormal going on in this house.
Yeah, well, I think just in general, paranormal in general, like, right. Approved,
but there's ghosts per se, but there is something unnormal about this house.
Yeah, yeah. And if it isn't, then find out what it is, or if it is, then find out more about it and stuff.
So you get this lady who's a psychic.
Yeah.
This lady who has had really weird stuff happen to her.
Uh-huh.
The guy who's a relative?
In the inheritance, like, the family didn't live there for a long time, but they found, like, a great, like, nephew or something like that, and they own the house, and, like, well, once we get rid of the property, it goes to this guy, and that's to the kid who was the college-type kid.
Yeah, I knew he was inheriting
it. Yeah, he's like once he inherits it, then he's like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
So it's the four of them in the house overnight, trying to see if anything crazy happens.
Yeah, they're staying there for like a week or so or whatever, like night after night. Like, just anytime they have any sort of like weird things, like he wants them to remember it and write it down and just make notes and stuff.
And the movie itself was shot really well. Like, it's the angles that they were shooting it, the way the camera was moving and stuff, it was really creepy.
Yeah, some of the shots.
And they really had them planned out, too, because there's mirrors everywhere. So they had the camera move in a creepy way without getting in any of the mirror shots. And sometimes the focus was on the reflection of all the people, like, watching the guy talking and stuff. So that was really cool on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was it? I can't remember. Was it a black and white movie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. 1963. But yeah, it was. I liked it a lot. Yeah, like those shots and like there were points. I can't remember what we had like just watched, or I don't know. We watched something like previous, and then like this movie. Oh no, I think we just mentioned. Like, if The Conjuring used, this movie was creepier than The Conjuring.
Everyone likes The Conjuring, I don't.
It was okay.
I feel like if they would have done shots and stuff like this,
yeah,
The Conjuring probably could have been better.
Because there was points where I'm like, I was getting creeped out. Like, when, like, the knocking on the wall, and it's just getting closer, I'm like,
And the way the camera was moving around, like, floating around-ish, like... Oh shit, something's unstable here.
Yeah, I actually felt like, you know when a cat scare happens in a movie, people are like, oh, they jump? Mm-hmm. Like, as this was happening, I could feel a jump in me, like, getting ready. Like, I wasn't gonna jump, but, like, I could feel it just...
I just get the chills down to the back of my neck when stuff is, freaks me out like that.
But, yeah, there's, like... But the cool thing about the movie, though, is, while you're learning, all these characters are, like... the main characters of the movie, there's, like, one specific main character, because, like, you actually hear her, like, inner monologue, which is mm-hmm. actually really cool, and it actually leads it to be
works, because you know that in the book that you can easily just do the inner monologue of people, but in a film you can't do that, but...
But, yeah, at first you're like, oh, yeah, she's talking to herself, like, oh, this should be a good weekend, I can get away, this is my vacation, blah, 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 this. And as the movie goes on, like, you start realizing how much... she is, like, talking to herself and how much she's rambling and how weird she's getting and, like, and how much this place is affecting her and them. And it's just, I don't know. I dug it a lot. I liked it a lot. I gave the movie an 8.
I gave it a 7.5. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
So, that was the 4-box set with Freaks, Dr. Jekyll, Haunting, and House of Wax. The next box set, I can't really call a box set. It's just a double feature, as it says on the box. But it's a Steve Martin double feature, which includes My Blue Heaven and The Man with Two Brains. I might have seen these movies a long time ago, but I don't remember much of them at all. So I watched it, and I watched My Blue Heaven first, which he's really funny in it. But anyway, the My Blue Heaven is about this guy who is... part of, I don't want to say mafia, but like a gang type thing. And he's a witness to a crime. So the FBI moves him, puts him in the...
protective.
Yeah, the protective...
Witness protection.
Witness protection.
The protection of
people. So they go to this little city that's like a suburbia, and he's got to live there, but he's, you know, like a gangster. So he's like, yay, what up, toots, and stuff.
Oh, Steve Martin is?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And Rick Moranis is the FBI agent, so he brings him to this house, and he's like, this is where you're going to live. And the entire time Steve Martin's in this town, he's trying to think of schemes to make money. So he's like basically like stealing stuff and reselling it and all this. And then the cops in town are like, we found this crime, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden it's him, and they're like, no, stop doing this. You can't go to jail. You're our key witness and stuff. So he's doing all this stuff to try to get money and basically doing big city things in a small town. So he's easily caught. And then part of the movie, they go back to New York where he goes on trial against the guy and basically shows Rick Moranis' character how to loosen up a bit and... it was pretty humorous. There was some really funny stuff in it. I liked it. I don't know what else to say. 7.5 is what I gave it. And then the other movie, The Man with Two Brains, is...
He's a Steve Martin character.
Yeah, Steve Martin is a brain surgeon. He's a brain surgeon, so he's doing stuff, like, does a lot of brain surgeries and stuff like that. And
That sentence was amazing. He's a brain surgeon, so, you know, he does, like, a lot of brain surgeries and stuff.
Yeah. So, as he's driving, he hits this woman, and she flips over the car and cracks her skull open. So he goes to save her and, does surgery on her and stuff like that and falls in love with her.
Aww.
But she is one of those people that is scamming people for money. So you saw before she got hit by the car that she was using this old guy to try to get money. So then she's like, oh, I'm leaving you, blah, blah, blah. And then she gets hit by the car. So then she finds out he's a doctor, so she's going to try to scam him for money.
Okay.
But she's still got, recovering from her surgery and stuff like that. And there's a lot of sexual...
tension?
Yeah, because he wants to... Because he meets her and they end up getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to, do it. And she's like, oh, I'm a little lightheaded. Maybe next Friday. He's like, what? So then,
So when she got hit by the car, that wasn't part of the scam,
Actually did get hit by the car.
Okay, I was imagining,
but her falling in love with him was the scam.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, when people in Russia pretend to get hit by cars to get insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought she was going for. But I'm like, he actually had surgery on her brain. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And, I'm trying to remember exactly what happened, but there's this mad scientist who's doing brain studies. Brain studies.
Yeah.
And he goes to meet him because he's curious, because, he's obsessed with brains and stuff like that, and finds out that this guy has a whole bunch of brains in jars that are alive.
Wow, that's a... Okay.
Yeah, and while he's sitting there waiting, one of the brains is talking to him, so he's talking back to it, and they're like, how can I talk? I don't have a mouth and stuff. He's like, I don't know. So they're like... telepathically connected.
Okay.
So, talking back and forth, and the guy comes and goes, who are you talking to? He's like, I'm talking to the brains. And they're like, no one's talking. But then he, gets a connection with this brain, and he steals it, because he falls in love with the brain. So then he wants to transport that brain into a body.
Okay.
So then the rest of the movie... he's trying to find, he goes to the morgues and stuff to try to find bodies that are hot enough for the brain to go in. And then they find out there's a serial killer going around murdering people to get the brains for that doctor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a whole thing going on.
And, I guess I could spoil the ending because it's pretty, pretty obvious that that's where it's going to, is that his wife gets murdered by the serial killer... and transports the brain into that.
The brain.
I don't really understand why it's called The Man with Two Brains. Maybe because his wife and then the brain he stole.
Well, he was him, and then he was carrying the brain around, the two brains could talk.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because even if that brain wasn't really telepathically talking to him, he was talking with two brains.
Yeah, but then at the end, the brain goes in the body.
Dude, I don't know science, man. I didn't go to doctor school.
And they remember the conversations with each other.
The doctor schools... Like, you might just be crazy.
So I gave that one a 7. It was funny, but the plot was, all over the place. There's a lot of good humor in it, though. I forget how funny Steve Martin is.
He has his times, yeah.
That's all the movies I watch.
Jesus, I didn't do mine all yet.
Then do yours. You sit back and just say, hey, talk about your movies. I hardly watched any, and then now I beat you.
I just have one. I just have one left. I have 4 movies this month I watched.
I watched 9. If I remembered them all.
I watched a Children of the Corn movie.
I want to watch that one.
Corn. Do you?
Yeah.
It was on my list.
I know, but I want to watch Children of the Corn.
Actually, the funny thing is, I believe this movie was on the list.
And you crossed it off because you thought you saw it.
And I crossed it off because I already saw it. But then I had it because I bought it recently. So I actually, if I want to knock it up to 61 movies, I could cheat. No, but...
Well, some of these, like, I'm sure if you did the list now, which would have been on it?
Yeah, I know.
Because that was a pretty popular movie this year. Or last year, whatever it came out.
It was, But The Man with Two Corns, or wait...
The Man with a Cornfield, Children.
Children of the Corn, based on Stephen King's short story. I watched it probably, I want to say, like, 10, 11, 12 years ago I watched it. And I remember really liking it. I didn't... I think I watched it again, though, I mean, just this past month. But I think because I had read the short story since then, it wasn't as good as the short story. But what happens in the movie is Sarah Connor... Linda Hamilton and some other guy, they're driving through a state. I can't remember what state it was. But they're driving through a state.
Iowa.
I want to say Indiana, but it's, I don't know. I'll look it up while we're doing this. They're driving. They're trying to get from like point A to point B. In the book, they explained it. And I'm sure the movie probably explained it somehow, too. I don't know. They just say a remote town on here. Nebraska. Wow, we're both wrong. They're going through, driving through Nebraska along this small town, and they see a kid like jump, like standing in the middle of the road, and they hit the kid with their car. And like, oh shit, we just fucking hit this kid with our car. This isn't good. We murdered a kid. And he gets out and he realizes that like all the kid has all these wounds. And stuff. He's like, no, he was bleeding before he ran on the road. Somebody was trying to hurt this kid. We need to find help. Mm-hmm. So then they go to the nearest town, and they can't find any adults. Eventually, sooner or later, they find out that there are the town. I mean, you find out in the movie right away, but the characters don't find out until like way later. Quite a few years back, all the children in town killed the adults because. The corn wasn't growing well, and they figured if we killed the adults and like appease the god of the corn, we'll have more corn then. Like, so they kill anytime adults come through the town, they kill the adults to appease the god, like the god that lives in the cornfield. So obviously in the movie, the adults are like, whoa, this is fucked up. We need to stop you. We need to get out of here. We just wanted to find police who could tell you that this kid was hit by a car and someone tried killing him. But it's pretty weird. It's just that idea of like an abandoned town, even though the kids live there, like just like all these... Like, oh, they go into the church and like, oh, this looks kind of used, but has been used in like 3 or 4 years. So everything's like covered in dust, and they had like everything just is stood still for a couple years because the kids didn't change the newspapers or anything like that. You know, it's like it's kind of neat. But yeah, like I said, I liked the short story better, but that's, you know, that's books and movies.
Yeah, books are always better.
Yeah, because I mean. I was going to say, like, obviously there are numerous sequels after this, which I kind of do and don't want to see. But I'm like, the book obviously leaves it open for more. The movie obviously leaves it open for more, so... But the endings are both very different. But yeah, that's... I mean, there's a lot of very key elements, because I'll never hear the name Malachi... without thinking about this movie, because it's just like, oh, the kid's name's Malachi. All right, obviously, we'll always remember that. But yeah, I gave this movie, like I said, I liked it a lot before, but I gave it a 6.5. I feel bad, because I feel like I should have given it more, but I don't know. It didn't have that same hook, because I knew what was going to happen, I guess. Because before, I was like, what is happening? Why is this happening? What's, mm-hmm. you know... But, yeah. You know, anyways. So, the one movie... Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention Awakening, was it? Haunting? The Haunting. The Haunting was the one movie I had on my list for the month that I watched. And I gave that an 8.
I watched 7 movies on my list.
Yeah, I'm a little behind.
A little bit.
It's
the best movie on my lists was House of Wax with an 8, and the least was Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde with a 6.
The best I had was The Haunting 8, and then the least was Vivitch, as I say it. The Vivitch, 4.5. If you want us to watch any movies, email me stuffbyscott@gmail.com. If you have any theories or ideas or comments, complaints, constellation prizes, ideas, stars in the sky, anything like that, email me stuffbyscott, stuffbyscott@gmail.com.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
You don't remember our catchphrases.
Cut and print. Do 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 do